At a recent meet and greet in the 6th Ward, his main opponent's home ward, Slay mingled with potential voters. A lot of the questions with the 40 or so people gathered were what you would expect, softball questions or praising the mayor for something he's done. But not all of the questions were like that.
I have a question. So what are we doing about the crime in St. Louis? What is the plan to make it, you know, there is a lot of crime in the city.
The crime question has been a recurring issue throughout the race.
Here's what I will tell you. The crime has dropped. It is at the lowest rate since 1972. So it's the lowest rate of crime in the city in 40 years. Violent crime has dropped in half since 1995. And crime in the city of St. Louis has gone down by twice the national average in the last 6 years. Now, we've made progress, but make no mistake about it. Crime is still unacceptably high in the city.
Slay talked to the woman for about 7 minutes, answering a few other questions she had too. But he hasn't had to rely only on in-person campaigning. Slay has been able to enjoy a huge fundraising advantage over his two opponents. He's raised nearly $3.5 million in this campaign, more than five times what his opponents have raised. It's allowed him to spend a lot of money to blanket TV and radio stations with ads like these.
It used to be thousands of children had lead poisoning. Now, hardly any do.
Reducing lead poisoning in the city is something Slay has pointed to throughout his campaign, and he told me it's one of the things he's most proud of.
We've all but eliminated lead poisoning in children. We still have some work to do there. When I took office, one out of every five children tested had elevated levels of lead in their blood, and now it's less than 3%, so it's dropped by about 80%.
One of the other changes Slay praised is local control of the police department. It means that beginning in July, the police department will report to the mayor.
We're going to have a department now that we're going to be, it's going to be, I believe, more responsive and a quicker way to the needs of our neighborhoods. We're going to have a department that's going to be closer to the people of St. Louis. And we're going to have a chief that's going to be more directly accountable to the people of St. Louis.
The campaign comes down to this. Slay's opponents say, look at where we are right now. Our crime rate is too high. His response is a common refrain he tags to several of his answers. To look at where St. Louis was before 12 years ago. That there's still much work to be done, but progress has been made. Although Slay has a huge fundraising advantage over Aldermanic President Lewis Reed and former Alderman Jimmy Matthews, who have both had their campaign struggles, there are still some who maintain this will be Slay's toughest challenge in years. But as Slay's campaign points out, he hasn't lost a race yet. Chris McDaniel, St. Louis Public Radio.